Hello, original fans. My name's Greg.
And I'm Sam.
And welcome to Gas About Games.
Welcome to Gas About Games. You forgot that.
I forgot to do the Gas About Games bit. Probably the most important bit. Anyway, one at the top, one at the end.
I was going to start with, have you heard of the musician called Billie Eilish?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. So this week, she added me to her close personal friends
Instagram. Sam, you've made it.
I know.
Congratulations.
There were some other people as well.
Oh, okay. Just like one or two, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's just a few.
Million.
Yeah, I was a bit... I did think, oh, wow, Billie Eilish, finally.
I've made it, yeah.
Yeah, but no, there were others.
I was thinking about this the other day. Sure. I was jokingly thinking in my mind while listening to the Taskmaster pod this morning.
Oh, yes.
The funniest thing would be that if both of us were big enough to go on Taskmaster.
Yes.
That's okay. The ultimate goal.
Oh,
right?
That's the
this
end goal
podcast
of this podcast
makes us so popular we get to go on Taskmaster.
Okay.
That's the end goal for my entire life.
I feel like we have to do some, like, stand-up comedy and stuff as well.
Yeah, I feel like we'd have to actually be funny.
Oh, no. Well, there's the other task, but there's the New Year's one where you don't have to be funny.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, okay. So we, two boring podcast hosts, Greg and Sam, attempting Taskmaster.
Exactly. This year. Oh, geez.
Okay, cool. Sweet. All right. So look forward to that. Just a couple more viewers, and I think we'll be in Alex's light.
Yes. So what I was thinking.
What's your plan, Sam?
So because obviously I'm such close personal friends with Billie Eilish.
Yes.
I thought we could get her onto the podcast.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
And then we would get.
Did you tweet her from the account?
I messaged her on Instagram where we're close friends.
Because you're close friends, yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm still waiting for her to get back to
okay,
me.
I'm sure it will be soon.
But she's obviously busy with
Yeah, she offered no comment at this time.
No comment. She refused to comment.
She refused to comment, yeah, exactly. Which is very rude.
It is very rude, but I suppose I can understand.
Yeah.
So that was that. And then she also released these vinyls as well. I think I sent this to you as well.
Yes, you
like
did.
These exclusive vinyls.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, she's made an exclusive vinyl just
for
her
for
biggest
her close
fans.
Yeah.
However, I did also then learn that she has exclusive vinyls for every single platform. Like, there's an HMV exclusive. Every single retailer has their own version of this.
Right, okay.
So it's less special, I suppose.
Yeah, just slightly.
Than she told me. So
that's
I was a little bit angry.
Did she message you specifically to tell you about this?
Well, she emailed me and some other...
Yeah, just a couple of other people. Yeah, yeah, okay. Very exclusive.
Biggest fan.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people there were in this list.
I imagine like one or two.
Not many at all.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
totally.
So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on being best friends with Billie Eilish.
Thank you very much.
Well done, you've made it. So,
bit of a tangent.
No, it's fine. Do you want to talk about our most modern video game we've ever talked about?
Is this our most?
Oh yeah, by far.
What else have we done? That's we did like
Halo.
Portal.
Portal, yeah,
2.
I suppose. Yeah, Portal 2.
Actually, that may be.
Really? It might be.
I want to say this game's like nearly 10 years old though, so it's fairly...
Really? I always think of it as quite modern, but obviously not.
I think it came to Switch fairly recently,
but
it was on Microsoft. It was their big exclusive.
Ages. Yeah, okay.
A while ago.
Yeah.
But obviously they like Nintendo for some reason, so they released all their games.
Yeah, friends now. Yeah, exactly, which is cool. I'm waiting for Halo to come out on the Switch.
Yeah, can you imagine? I'm sure it would run great on Switch.
Yeah, Halo 1.
Oh, Halo 1 would.
Yeah, true. Anything above that, absolutely not.
It would run at like 10 frames a second, which
is all
standard
you need.
Switch.
Yeah, standard Switch games. Yeah, anything else is too much. That's what I think. So do you want to start with talking about the plot? Is that how we first interact with this game? Yeah, sure.
Let me tell you all about the wonderful plot.
Yeah,
it's not a fun...
Yeah, it's true.
Story.
I would describe the beginning as pretty traumatic.
Yeah, that's exactly. Should we should we talk about the intro or the premise?
Yeah,
then?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So you play as Ori, and you know Ori is like a bunny, light bunny spirit.
Yeah,
light
spirit.
Yeah,
vaguely.
Non-specific creature.
Yeah.
So you start the game. You're hanging out with this big fat person.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Big Hero 6.
Oh, kind of, yes. Like a big, like cuddly...
Yes. Friend.
Friend that you
special
have.
Friend. Yes.
Exactly. With your special friend. And you're eating fruit, and then you realize, oh no, we're running out of fruit.
Oh.
So what happens is you go out into the forest to get some more fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And on your way back, you find that the spirit tree is on fire.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. So you go into a cave and hide, and you've got like a little stash of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You and your big fat friend.
Yeah. Has a name. Can't remember what name it is.
No, not important. Ori is the main character.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, the forest is decaying because it's all on fire.
Yeah.
So your big friend lets mm-hmm. Ori have the last of the fruit.
Wow.
Which is very generous.
It is very generous.
You go out as Ori to go fetch some more fruit.
Yes.
But on your way back, you find that your friend has died.
Yeah, traumatic. Yeah, from
starvation.
Yeah,
because traumatic. You took too long.
And then it develops. So once it's done that bit of plot at the beginning of the game,
yes.
It then develops into you playing the game, doesn't
yes.
it? Basically, and the game is just kind of like complete these things. There is a vague plot.
I think the vague premise is you're trying to return light to the forest.
Kingdom. Yes,
to the kingdom, yes. And then by you know, unlocking abilities and.
Yeah, being able to special skills getting kind of vibes. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever stones or something. I don't know. So yeah, collecting something. Some things.
Yeah, some kind of MacGuffin.
Yeah. The pieces of the Triforce, but not that.
Yes.
To bring light back to the forest.
Yes,
the forest
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about what kind of game this is? It's
yeah.
Not a typical 2D platform game.
No. So this is. So I traditionally.
Yeah.
Don't like 2D platform games.
Okay.
I just am rubbish at them and
okay.
therefore end up hating myself when yes. I play them. But this game is in an interesting mix of hard and merciless
yes.
and also quite forgiving because you can die 900,000
yes.
times
and
death. There's no real like... disadvantage to you dying 900,000 times.
No.
Like it just kind of resets you and then you go again. Like you have the option to do kind of like a save point, essentially.
Yeah, you have these manual saves, don't you? I remember.
Yes.
So you can just put anywhere basically
yes,
in the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're right. As soon as you die, you're just instantly back to where you last saved it.
So. Yeah. So you kind of you get to a hard point, and when you realize it's hard, you get back there again, do a save point just before it.
Yes.
Die, go back to the save point, die, go back to the save point, die, go back to the save
until,
point.
Again, until the one again, time again, you again. Forget to create the save point. And
then
like,
it
no!
screws you over.
I've got
totally.
To go all the
yeah,
way back.
Yeah. But it's very, very interesting and it's a lot more forgiving than a lot of other 2D platformers that I've played, which
so,
I like because I'm terrible at them.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So it's like a Metroid game, basically, in
yeah,
that you
okay.
unlock different abilities and then with those abilities you can sort of uncover different parts of the map that you couldn't before, that
yeah.
you need specific things for, and
yeah.
there's lots of secrets hidden around the map, and you have to do lots of exploration.
Yeah.
As well as
I do quite also like the being able to like level up bit.
Yeah,
that's quite
yeah,
a
that
fun, interesting element of the game. There's a couple of games that are like that, and I know you haven't played yet.
Yeah,
Mario Rabbids has a lot of that stuff in it.
Okay,
which is quite fun. So you get to like level up weapons, level up characters,
right?
Stuff like that. And also SteamWorld Heist, which you've bought but haven't played.
Oh, I need to play that game.
Is similar again, where you can sort of level up your characters and get new weapons and stuff like that as well, and also get more characters throughout the game as well. So
okay.
I really like that dynamic because
yes.
it means you can kind of choose what you want.
Right.
So you can kind of go, I know that I'm terrible at this, so I'm going to buy this to help me not be so terrible at this.
Yeah, I usually go for the health, I think, first.
Yeah, health tends to be, yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
I die all the time.
Yeah, because like health is, you know, it, yeah, exactly, because I die all the time.
Yeah.
But whereas like, for example, like, being faster is actually a hindrance to me rather than a help because
oh, okay.
I end up crashing and dying more often.
Oh, because you can't control the speed.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly.
you're going to move faster.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I tend to go health, sort of like useful, like you can jump higher, those kind of things are like more
oh,
useful.
Oh, yes.
I find anyway, because
like
I'm
mobility
terrible
stuff.
At games.
Yeah, yeah, anything that's going to help you control
better. Control play the game. Yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
It does control very well, I have to say. Mm. I remember.
Oh, I love this game.
Just it's very precise control.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is useful when some parts are so difficult. Yeah,
even playing like handheld on the Switch, which is not my favorite way of playing games, but it is the way I play quite a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't find it painful in any way or like more annoying in any way or anything like that. So that was nice. Obviously, it's not a game that's designed for the Switch, so it's kind of nice that it's not painful to play.
It's not painful to play. Okay, yeah, no, so I haven't played this version. I only played the Xbox version.
Yeah, of course,
so
yeah.
I'm glad it translates very
so
well.
So most games that I play, I get an opportunity to play both handheld and also with a Abadoo controller.
Yes.
And yeah, this one, yeah, the equal experience playing both. Different.
Yeah, equal. Some games you really do need the controller for.
Yeah, it's much better to have a controller for some games.
I think the Metroid game, you do need to be quite precise, and it's difficult on the... It's more difficult...
On the Joy-Cons,
Joy-Cons, I would say. Yeah. For whatever reason.
Also... The trigger action on an actual controller is so much better than the trigger action on the Joy-Cons, because they're just kind of like on-off rather than like any kind of actual like variant.
The only thing that I don't like is there's no D-pad on the with the Joy-Con with the Joy-Cons.
Yeah,
and there's no... It's not very precise.
No. I think it's really good to have that D-pad, especially if you're playing retro games.
Yes.
So because obviously that's a much more realistic experience of what would have happened rather than them trying to shove choice in.
Yeah, I don't know if this was designed for Joy... It probably was designed for a joystick rather than a D-pad. Which means it's fine on the...
Yeah, which is works perfectly on Pro Controller or whatever. Yeah. Hard, brutal, but friendly still at the same time. And just looks amazing. That's
should we talk about that?
Yeah, just the whole like art style is just gorgeous. Like, throughout. Yeah. It's creepy, but beautiful.
Yeah, I did read actually that it's all hand-painted, all the art.
Oh, wow, I didn't know this. Okay.
Everything is unique, so like even the trees are all different. Like,
they just copy and pasted a tree from a bit earlier on in the game.
No, someone's gone in and like painted everything, which is a ridiculous level of detail, which I wouldn't have... I mean, it looks kind of watercolor-like, doesn't it, with all the different... Yeah, and it's very blue and purpley, isn't it?
Yes.
Like all the colors, bright blues and purples. And
it's very contrasty, isn't it? Because there's a lot of dark stuff.
Yes.
And then there's also a lot of really bright stuff.
Yes.
And there's not really any middle... It's kind of very, like, offensively bright, offensively dark.
Oh, I see what you mean.
There's no, like, in-between, is there, really? And I suppose that's... Oh, let's get deep. I suppose that's, like, symbolism for you bringing the light back to the valley.
Oh,
you can tell I did media studies when I was at school.
Does it? Yeah, exactly. slowly brings light to it, doesn't it?
That's of course. Clever. That's kind of, I suppose, the point, isn't it, that you're going to... Which is cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good... I hadn't even picked
there
up on
go.
It. But yes, you're right.
Deep.
Do you like... does it... Like, when you get to an area, does it suddenly become, like, bright and colourful when you unlock it? Is that the game?
No.
I think it's something else.
I think so. I may remember. There's a sort of... I think you have to collect, like, big glowing balls of light.
Yes.
And they're, like, scattered all over the kingdom kind of situation. But when you hit... When you get one, it does sort of, like... I think sort of like poof out.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of see the area that you've unlocked a bit better.
Right.
Because you can't see all of the level at the beginning, can you?
No.
Because you can sort of zoom out for like a map view. Because it's kind of, it feels like tunnels.
Mm.
It feels like a lot of tunnels.
Yeah, they're all kind of interconnected, aren't they? All these types of levels are all...
And if there's bits that you haven't been in, I think it shows you like the light orbs that you're meant to connect, but it doesn't show you how to get to them.
Right.
So like you see the light all around it and you're like, how do I get to that thing in the middle?
Right.
And then you kind of go back to it and then you try and like figure out how to
clever.
Get to that.
So you at least know where your objective is. You just
have to figure out. Well, you never know whether... So like say that light orb is like in the middle.
Mm.
You don't know if you can get to it from the north, from the south, from the east or the west.
So that kind of encourages you to explore from every angle.
Yeah, it sort of goes, look at me, I'm here, come get me. And you just don't know how to get it, and you have to play the game and figure that out.
Yeah.
Which is part of the adventure.
So I would say, so Hollow Knight is that same idea. It's literally, there are these different...
I've heard it's quite similar in play style.
Yeah, except I'd say it's probably less forgiving.
Okay, okay, yeah.
It's a lot harder.
I've heard that too, because that's a game I own and haven't played.
Okay, so in that one, you get like currency for killing the enemies.
Okay.
And if you die, then you lose it all.
Oh no, it's Sonic.
Yeah, basically, it's like coins. But what happens is you get like one chance to... get all your currency back if you find the ghost where you died. But if you die, you lose it forever.
Wow.
So okay. You could have all the currency you need to get all these unlocks of them, and then you just lose it all. But yeah this game is a lot more forgiving. You just go back to the checkpoint, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And you can go back to that checkpoint 400 times and there's no real consequences.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Yeah, there's it doesn't punish you for being bad at the game.
You get
slightly better.
I know I didn't play this long ago. It was probably like within the years.
Okay.
But it was one of the first games that I found out that I could turn down the difficulty midway
through
the game.
Which was so
helpful because I was so bad at it.
Okay.
And it was so... Because I had it on medium, naturally, because that's where I always like to start.
Yeah, you start.
And then I regret my life, and then I turn it down to... whatever it's called, easy or whatever they call it in this
game. Do they call it something offensive, like when you turn it into easy?
I think it's called easy
like
in
baby
that...
mode or something. Well, no, like,
in,
I refuse.
In Steam World, it's called casual.
Oh, is it?
Which
I'm not a casual.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it when they don't call it easy. They call it something
It's like, oh, that hurts just a little bit.
Okay,
I'll stick it out on normal. Yeah. But it can be so punishing, and especially when you like. You know that you have a massive list of games that you want to play.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you just want to kind of like play the game and enjoy the game.
Yes.
You like wanting to turn it down so that you can play it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
That it being like, oh, you're turning it down. You're weak sauce. And you're like, I don't want to turn it down to weak sauce. I want to just be normal. Yeah, exactly.
I see what you mean. So with Hollow Knight, there is no... You can't turn
there's
down
no
the
weak
difficulty.
Source mode.
No, there's no weak sauce mode. So, I mean, I can understand because the developers have made it and they've like fine-tuned it to be this level of difficulty.
Yeah.
So if you put it down too easy, you're kind of not getting the full experience.
I think that Ori actually called it something like, I want to play for the story.
Oh, that's...
Like story mode or something.
Story mode, that's
because you
want to
play for the like plot, which is fine. I'm, you know, I play... In part for the plot and in part for the challenge, I guess. But also, I'm deeply lazy. So if the challenge is too challenging, I will. If there's an option to turn it down, I will
then
turn
you
it
will.
Down. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm more interested in playing and enjoying the game than I am in...
Oh, in the challenge.
Mega challenge. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it depends. In some games, it's unfair, I think, the challenge.
Yes.
And some games, if it's... Yeah, if you can tell it's beatable and you know, oh, I just need to do a little bit better, then you'll keep going.
I just need
to
be better.
But, yeah, exactly. but if it's like ridiculously challenging and impossible,
oh, totally. Yeah,
then
yeah.
You're like, well, I'm never going
to get
this
able
good.
To do this. Yeah.
Or it's going to take me 100 hours to get
to do this
good.
One little thing.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're like,
it was this one jump in Ori.
Oh, okay.
That I just couldn't make the jump.
Right.
And I was like, this is so annoying.
What
but me turning
it
down, nothing.
Oh, you still couldn't make the jump.
I still couldn't make the jump. But what happened was there were less like baddies.
Okay.
Or the baddies were more rubbish, which was absolutely fine by me.
Okay.
I did play the rest on Filthy Casual or whatever.
Filthy Casual, that's so mean. Do you remember I think in this one there's like these projectiles that it throws at you and then you have to time it and then you get like an arrow that you have to kind of point in the direction and it will kind of throw
yes,
you off
I
in that direction.
Yeah.
I mean, that being quite tricky.
Yes.
But really good, really fun when you've got the timing.
Yes, it
right?
kind of turns you into a slingshot and
yeah,
then you kind of like slingshot and then you bounce up the walls
that's
sometimes.
Really
which is, there's some really cool just like actual game dynamics in this game.
Yeah.
Like stuff that I'd never kind of seen before.
Yeah, those ability. Yeah, that ability I hadn't seen in anything before.
No,
since.
Me neither. Yeah.
They're very unique. They're not standard.
No, it doesn't feel like a standard 2D platformer.
Yeah.
Like it has elements to it that are creative and unique that I really like. And on my list is to play the second one. I've bought it again. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
But I do want to play it at some point because I really enjoyed the first one. But I'm also aware of how punishing it will be.
Right. It might. Well, I don't know. It might not be as.
Have you played the second one?
I think I have played the second one. Okay. Again, it was a while ago.
Okay.
What's
it called? Will of the Wasps.
Will of the Wasps. Yes, I think it's very. I think it's similar in like style, and the music is similar.
Yeah,
but I think it's more. I think I want to say it's a bit more combat focused. I would say, and obviously different abilities.
Yeah,
But I think it's a similar in style.
Okay, that's cool.
We talk about the music.
Yeah, sure.
Like the music, it's all very like orchestral.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. Sorry, I didn't mean to half fall asleep there.
It's very immersive. It's like I think it's very emotional. It's very emotional at the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. It really the orchestral music. Proper guts you the beginning.
Yeah.
Like so, me and I think Emily was watching it with me.
Yeah.
And we sort of were just like Emily sometimes when. Like we just want to kind of do our own thing.
Yeah,
we'll sit and chill and play on our phone, and I'll be playing a video game on the TV, and she'll sort of like half look up every now and again to see what's going on, and she sort of was like more interested in this one than normal.
Uh-huh.
And obviously I didn't know what was gonna happen.
No,
and she's sort of paying attention to this plot happening, and then she's like, wait, what did he just what? And I'm like, yeah, he just friggin' died in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Brutal.
It fully like, have you seen Up?
Yes, it's fully the same.
Upped me.
Yes.
Like, I was just like, what?
Yeah, that's like, true. It's exactly the same like gut punch as you.
It's, it is. Yeah. Like, you're like, wait, what? This Disney movie just shanked me in the heart.
Because the art is very kind of Disney-like, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's very beautiful and pretty.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is going to be
such a little cute little game. We're going to be like ice climber pals together.
Exactly.
And then, no.
I thought, so when I played the game, because on the cover art, it's those two characters together. So I assumed it would be you play as big guy, and then you've got like a little friend. It'll be like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yes, Banjo-Kazooie. But it's not. It's just Kazooie.
It's just Kazooie, yeah. And death.
Yeah, exactly. Kazooie and death. That's my new name for this game.
Yeah. What else was I?
What else were you going to say about this?
What's some other abilities? Other abilities. Yeah, there's a double jump.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
A classic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a wall jump.
Yes.
Which again is very useful. When you have to, you realize, oh, finally I have a wall jump. Let's go back to the beginning of the game where I know there were loads of walls and secrets.
Yes, where I couldn't do stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
Because again, you can see those secrets staring back at you.
Yes.
Like, oh, come get me. And you're like, oh,
and then
fine.
And then you're like, oh, and then you remember. I was like, oh, I remember seeing.
Yeah. Because you get like, I think there's mini orbs of light, and that's how you gain like skills.
Oh, that rings a bell. Okay.
So you collect, and those mini orbs of light show up on the map, even if you haven't unlocked that bit of the map yet.
Are they like heart pieces, kind of?
Yeah.
Collect them to get more life or more magic.
I think it's more like abilities.
Oh, okay.
You get to pick in the ability tree.
Oh, that's right. There is a tree, isn't there?
Yeah, yes. And like each thing in the tree costs you so much. But obviously you have to collect all those little tiny light orbs to get through the tree.
Cool.
Obviously I've played this a bit more recently than you have, but yeah.
Yeah, I do kind of want to go back to it. It was on sale, actually, that game. So
yeah, it fairly frequently drops in price to a reasonable price.
Yeah, that's like a big...
Which is when I think I struck and got it. Because I heard, this is the thing, if I hear people talk to me about a game, and it sounds like something I want to play, I'll sometimes just put it in Deco Deals.
Mm-hmm.
And then every net, please sponsor us, by the way.
it's
awesome. You like put it in your what like to playlist and Deco Deals. And then as soon as it drops in price, it tells you, and you look at it and you go, wow, this is the cheapest it's ever been, bye. Or it matches a previous low or whatever. It will tell you as soon as it's on sale, like in any platform. It tells you on Amazon, it tells you on like a bunch of other websites as well. So if you want to buy it physical, you can buy it physical.
That's incredible.
And you can tell the system you want it physical as well, if you specifically want it physical.
Okay, yeah.
But most of the time, the digital price is better.
Yes, just especially on the Nintendo store.
Yeah, exactly. They always have stuff on sale. That I've rarely seen it under 1,000 items on sale. Now, most of those 1,000 items utter toot? Yes.
Well, they kind of like surface the good stuff on the first page. Have you noticed? You're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to look at the first page.
And yeah.
Beyond that, generally, is less good deals.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because when I first got the Switch, I just kind of looked in that deal section and I was like, oh, this is 99p, I'm just gonna try it.
Yeah,
and a couple of the games have been really fun. Like, I've really enjoyed them. Like, A Short Hike was only like a quid or 2 quid or something, and that was a really cute game, really fun. So yeah,
I think they do that sometimes so that they go up the chart. Like, they put it ridiculously cheap. So then the next week when it goes on full price, it's like number one in the charts.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have you noticed that? Because
it seems to keep it.
Can see, if you look on DecoDeals, there's like graphs of when they go down in price.
Oh, okay.
And it's always like every few months they just go like
that. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, so you're probably entirely right.
But obviously Stardew Valley is... I was going to say, you know, like the week before Christmas, okay, everything goes to like 99p.
Yes.
Because, so the week of Christmas... it's kind of locked for that week for some reason.
Of course.
The chart.
Yeah.
And then obviously you just want your game on there.
Yes.
Even at full price, just so everyone buys it on Christmas, which is kind of sneaky.
That's smart.
But yeah, it works well, I think. Unless you're Stardew Valley, and then it's just always.
Yeah, it's $10.99. No questions asked.
It's number one at the moment, and I can't. Because obviously there's this new update.
Yeah.
I guess people don't realize that the new update isn't on Switch.
No,
just buying
only
it.
On PC right now. I'm looking forward to it coming on Switch.
That might make me play it again. I might just wait for the update and then.
Yeah, because I am looking forward to the update because there's a lot of stuff in there that sounds quite cool.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we sort of.
I think more player. I want to say they had like 4 player co-op or something.
Yeah. I did hear that. I think it's just what you need.
More
and
chaos.
Also, you can drink mayonnaise, which is obviously very.
Yes, that was the big update. Was the mayonnaise?
And the support bit.
And you can put hats on cats now.
Yes, cats and dogs. Yeah, totally. Which that's is the most exciting.
Finally.
I've been putting hats on my horse for ages.
You can put hats on horses.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. Keep up.
Oh, okay. Was that another recent update?
No, that was it. That was a while ago, I think. Hats on horses.
Oh, okay.
But now you can get hats
I'm
on.
Not keeping up with my hat-based updates.
Yeah, hat-based updates. That's something I need to deliver to the podcast just every now and again.
Yeah, it's just
quick hat update.
Weekly hat update, please.
Weekly hat update from Greg, 100%. So yeah, is there anything else we kind of need to cover for this episode about Ori?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just that you should definitely go and play it.
Yeah, if you've never played Ori before, both of us recommend. I'd give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
like it's a great game. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, if you get a chance and you want to see the Microsoft logo on your Switch, which is really confusing, then give it a go.
Give Microsoft more money.
You know what Microsoft needs? More money.
They do.
Obviously.
They're not selling enough.
Yeah, they're a struggling small company, so I think they do need some more money. To be fair, have you ever been in a Microsoft store?
I don't think I've had been in a Microsoft store.
It's the weirdest thing, man. It's clearly emulating an Apple store.
Oh, is it? It's all like clean and
white
and just Apple.
Yeah. Although I did walk past one of the ones in London the other day and I was like, oh, there's a warthog in the window.
Oh, cool. Really
friggin' weird, like a big old warthog.
That's bizarre, isn't
it? It's like, oh, okay. Sweet. Not for anyone who hasn't played Halo.
Not just an actual
warthog. It's the vehicle, the warthog.
Oh, I suppose they have to put something in the Halo.
They've got to fill the store with something because it wasn't filled with customers. I think that their core focus for the stores is like their Surface products.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So all the like laptops and tablets and all that kind of stuff.
The Surface is kind of cool. I suppose that's their cool product is the Surface and the Xbox. That's kind of
if you like
the only cool products they have.
Yeah, totally. If you were to like compare, I think you could reasonably sort of go that Apple has their like MacBook products and Microsoft has their Surface products.
Yeah, sure.
And they're kind of comparable.
Yes.
In my mind. Like from a from a like Windowsy Mac-y point of view.
Yeah, yeah. Because
they're like price wise, they're kind of similar as well. They're probably a little bit less.
I don't know, not a lot less. Yeah, no, I think they are comparable.
Services are expensive.
Yes, they are very expensive, aren't they? For what you get, the specs you get, they are very expensive.
Yeah, but they're premium. They're premium laptops though.
Yeah.
They're built well.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, other PC brand names, Lenovo, for example.
Okay.
If you buy a Lenovo, you know it's going to last.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lenovo. It's just true. So yeah, whereas a Surface, you can get a good few years.
Oh yeah, it's guaranteed to be good for a few years.
Yeah, exactly. So,
interesting. Okay.
So Sam's bought a Surface. And also we're sponsored by Microsoft, by the way, this episode too. So yeah, just all the sponsorships. Thank you so much for sponsoring
us. Give us some free Surfaces. Really kind
of, yeah, as we said, of course. Right there. Yeah, we do actually use our Surface laptops while talking about the show. We're using Microsoft branded microphones. And
wearing our Microsoft hats and our Microsoft hats. T-shirts.
Yeah, my Bill Gates T-shirt.
Yes,
of course.
Microsoft products.
Yeah, and Sam's got a T-shirt on with Clippy on it.
Yeah,
just all the important Microsoft products that you all know and love.
They need like a watch. Like a Microsoft
I thought you were going to say they need a Microsoft store, and I was like, they've already got one.
Need a Microsoft watch.
Yeah. I would like a Microsoft watch. They did try and push like Windows for phones, didn't they?
Yeah,
the and
Windows
that kind
phone.
Of disappeared very quickly.
That was cool. I can't remember what was good about it. It had tiles, didn't it?
Yeah, that well, was it was basically Windows 8, but on a phone.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Sure.
I think they could try that again now.
Yeah. You didn't have a Zune, did you? No, you didn't have a Zune. You had a Creative Zen.
Yes, which was much, much cooler than
the iPod.
Yes.
But one of my friends did have a Zune.
Oh, no.
And he said it was great. He loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But he never had an iPod. So,
so he's slightly
he sort
biased.
Of was like, I love this Zune. It's so good.
Okay, and if you
like,
had no other product
have you
ever.
Tried an iPod?
Have you tried literally any other audio player?
Any other it's audio like, player no. on the market? No,
mini
I have
discs
not.
Were great as well.
Yeah, exactly. Loved a mini disc.
Yeah, they were more popular than the Zune, maybe.
I did, yeah. So, like, I did have a friend who had a mini disc player.
Yeah, my
as
sister
well.
Had a mini disc player.
There you go.
I think you had to, like, record it in real time or something, didn't you?
No, I think you could skip tracks on it. I think it was smart enough to skip tracks.
I know, not on playback, on like recording. I think you had to record it in real time, didn't you? Because it's
really?
Like a, it like
but
a
then
tape.
How does it know where you skip the tracks?
Good question. I think no recording, you have to do it in real time, but you can play it by skipping the tracks, I think.
Oh, I see.
But
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? Because it's kind of like a tape, I think. Wasn't
is it?
It was a digital tape, wasn't it? Or not? No, actually.
Well, the name mini disc implies that it's a disc, right?
Mm. Potentially. Maybe it's just a mini disc then.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's possible.
But like, yeah, they were weird.
Yeah.
I remember somebody turning it. So like we had a like a little party thing.
Mm.
And this guy turned up with like a mini disc player
right.
and like some computer speakers. Mm. And he bought the tunes.
Oh, nice.
it was the strangest thing to me. I was like, why have you got a mini disc player?
What was the advantage of the mini disc?
I don't know. Because I think I had a CD. I think the advantage was that it didn't skip. Like, you know when you used to walk around with a CD player attached
yes.
to you? It used to skip all
it
the
did,
time.
Yes, yes. You had
even
to
if they had the anti-jog technology, it used to always
work,
skip all the time. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So I think the advantage was that it didn't do that.
True. And even when you're like driving in your car, you went over a bump.
And it would go
skip the track.
Yeah, to kids nowadays have it so easy.
I know.
Like they can stream high quality audio immediately to their phone, any song that they want
ridiculous.
Under the sun. And we were burning discs from Kazaa, hoping we don't get a virus.
Yes.
Waiting 12 years for a song to download.
Worth it.
Was it though? I don't think it was.
And then sometimes you realize that the song was like misnamed or something, so you get something completely different.
Or you downloaded a song that has a like copyright notice in the middle of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever have that?
Yes, I did.
Mine used to go like, this is a non-commercial download from LearnerNet.
Yes.
And you're like, God damn it, it's
or
in the
it
middle
would,
of a song.
Or it would be from the radio, so it would just have...
Yeah, and it would have like, yeah, start. Exactly, Chris Evans cutting in and being like, what a great song! I'm like, no! Like,
that took me 5 hours to download.
Or it's in the world's worst quality when you listen to it. It's just like... Yeah, oh man, those were the days. Those were the days.
Yes.
Anyway, well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode about Ori, which was mostly about nonsense,
nonsense
as
usual.
Per usual. If you want to get in touch with us about Ori or about your horrible time on Kazaa, please contact us in these ways.
Yeah, please email us hello@gasaboutgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter @gasaboutgames.
And also, if you have been playing along with us to play Earthworm Jim,
oh, yes.
next episode, we will be talking about that game.
We will.
So if you would like to join us next week for that. And then we're going to be doing another game after that. Ooh. And then another one after that. And then another until one the end after
of,
that.
Until we run out of games.
Yeah, until we can't find any more games to play.
Yes.
Or they shut down the Switch.
That's possible.
So thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a wonderful week. And we hope you enjoy this song. Goodbye. Bye. That was a really smooth ending.